March 7th, 2015, is What from Pedro Show. Watt from Pedro show. Not at Brother Matt's. Love Grotto, the Pleasure Point, and Stan. I'm here in my old pad, not too far away, still in Pedro. Jonathan's my guest. A friend from Brazil. We started from Await and Pray, John Coltrane, then Sawako and Daisuke Miyatani with Super No Flat, and then finally Big Mouth, the home session version, named the band, who can't be here. They're playing at the Promenade in Santa Monica. Something I hope they never build here. Hermosa Beach built one, and oh man. But much respect to Hermosa for voting down the offshore oil a couple of days ago. Yeah. 2 square miles, but if there was an oil spill, it'd probably affect more than that. And those people, I think they voted it down 4-1.
Yeah.
So, in respect to the other beach towns too, I think it was a good thing. The name of those guys came to the gig. Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday.
East Hollywood? The police came and gave the pad a ticket.
Ticket, yeah.
For being too loud?
Yeah,
I
there.
Told the boss, man, I didn't know.
What can you do, right?
Turned down, but nobody really
put off the bat. That's not an option,
no.
For sure.
And somebody told me that one guy owns a bunch of those pads.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it's not just one.
Yeah,
that's a new kind of thing.
Yeah, but recently I've heard that LA are very like going after some venues to hear about the noise, because there are some complaints, you know, especially this kind of venue that's close to home.
Well, they're going into neighborhoods.
Yeah, yeah.
The gentrify thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, here is, I mean, maybe it's, I mean, you've had some time in Sao Paulo, but they find the Morricano property.
Yeah, yeah,
and then so they start buying it up.
Yeah,
it's called gentrify, like change to another kind of neighborhood.
Yeah,
but it's kind of lame for the people.
Yeah, we had. We had
it's Highland in Highland Park. I hear right now.
Yeah, and we had the same in São Paulo. It's still happening there. We used to have this place we call Consulado.
Right.
Yeah, it's the same place where we recorded this home session.
Right.
And it's pretty much the same. It's like a house pad, but used to throw parties and host a lot of bands that were touring through São Paulo and passing by. And of
they
course,
could conk there after.
Yeah, so we eventually had to stop and had to like control the noise and stop the parties by 10 p.m., you know, to... But eventually the neighbors started to show up, because they pretty much enjoyed the music, enjoyed the style of music that we were playing.
No, why?
So it became cool. So I guess it's pretty much what's happening like in Echo Park, Villa and Silver Lake and
Highland Park.
Highland Park and all the neighbors.
I heard it was this one coffee shop. This guy opened up a coffee shop, and all of a sudden they looked and they said, oh, this neighborhood's changing. So let's put the money in. Yeah, from a coffee shop. Not even a, you know, our fucks thing, just some guy's little thing, and their little radars went up, because I just played with the Azumatli guys,
mm-hmm.
and some of them live around there, and they said, yeah, just overnight, all of a sudden the big money came in, and they started buying up all the pads. And
yeah, and this is amazing, right? How an artist movement, or how a music movement, or...
Well, that's what they follow.
A creativity movement started to change the entire neighborhood, you know? It's something
But then what happens is, then they sterilize the thing that they liked in the first place.
Yeah, it became like... it became...
And the first time I really saw that heavy was in San Francisco, in the Mission. You know, where all the clubs were and all this stuff, and they like, you know, this creative area and stuff, and so they go in there, buy everything up, and put in these noise laws, and no more of the stuff that made it special in the first place.
Yeah.
It's a trip. So it was the first time in that pad. I don't know, it's not really built for music. I mean, I think it used to be a garage or something.
Yeah, some industrial thing.
Yeah, because the sound was like brutal.
Yeah.
Like a bowling alley, you know? And, but we had fun. And actually, I ain't played in Hollywood in a while. The gigs kind of there disappeared.
Yeah.
Yeah, they turned into this kind of pay to play, like the night before at the Whiskey.
Yeah.
I hadn't been to the Whiskey in
Yeah, the venues at Sunset are most like this.
It's hard to play there. But in the old days, if you were a punk band, the Whiskey was the place to play.
Yeah.
It's trippy how things go through the fucking cycles.
Yeah.
So, tell me something about the name the band got.
Yeah, we just released a new single this week that you...
Oh, yeah, last
week you played. Yeah, the Cotton Candy.
Cotton Candy.
And it's been a very good response from the crowd.
No, but let's talk about their beginnings.
Oh, yeah. They started, like, in the end of 2012. It's all became with...
in São Paulo.
All began with Zé, the lead singer. He had this project in mind, but he didn't have a band. So he ended up...
Was it his first band?
Yeah, no, actually he wrote a play in a punk rock band called Holy Tree. Ended up doing a small tour here in the U.S. They were very, like, popular in Brazil, like, very, like, straight punk rock band.
Hardcore?
Yeah, and he was the drummer.
Okay.
And
Drummer turns into singer. That's happened a bunch.
Yeah, and he played drums for a lot of artists in Brazil.
Who did that, maybe the Aerosmith guy, right? He was a drummer and then turned into singer.
Yeah, and of course, Dave Grohl and
Dave Grohl.
Yeah, some other drummers.
Steve Tyler. Right, and then I know one case the other way. Boris Atsua, he went from singer to drummer.
Oh yeah.
But usually it's drummer to singer.
Yeah.
So he was like what, a side mouse guy for other bands?
Yeah.
Doing drums.
Yeah, and okay. after this first band of him, like. Just ended up so he had this project, like an indie rock project. It's way different from what he was playing, and he was looking for a band, and he accidentally met Gabriel, the guitar player.
What, he's like writing songs for something?
Yeah, he had all the songs, all the first album he has done.
Yeah.
He recorded by himself all the instruments, he produced it, he mixed it, his everything in São Paulo at Nimbus Studio with Paulo, and then he found Gabriel, like auditioning for a commercial shooting, you know, something like they needed some like punk rock guys to
with the camera?
Yeah, to show up in a commercial and stuff.
Okay, yeah.
And he was auditioning and Gabriel was like right inside of him and they started to talk about music, about stuff, and he said, oh,
well, they're like actors.
Yeah, I have like, yeah, no, yeah.
Do you know, like, extra.
Yeah, extra.
We call it extra.
Yeah. Yeah, some small jobs. And then...
So you play? Yeah, I play.
Let's go.
I got a fucking album done. I need some dude to help.
Yeah, and Gabriel was to live with me at Consulado, this pad, and the drummer, Beto, used to live with us. So he pretty much, well, I have a drummer. He lives with me. They both used to play in a band, in a hardcore band. It was called Hard Ginger Seta Core.
Because he didn't want to drum anymore. So I know a drummer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so all they needed was a bass player. So they went to...
Bass.
Yeah. So they went to the...
Baixo, right?
Baixo, yeah. Yeah. They went to a studio, the Nimbus studio, where Zé recorded the songs.
Yeah.
And the guy that was helping him on the console...
Engineer.
Yeah, he's the best player.
Okay.
And Vini. So he joined the first rehearsals of the band.
Yeah.
And then the band was what we built.
Okay, so he picked up the engineer that was
in the garage. Yeah. So yeah. So wow. It's pretty much.
What he went and re-recorded all the songs with the band.
No, he ended up. We released the album and then they started to tour together because it took a while for them to, like, you know, behave like a band, and that's like, I don't know, a couple of months together to start touring and start doing songs.
Sure.
And we decided to release the album because right after that they play Lollapalooza in Brazil, the festival.
Yeah.
So they had this massive gear like right after forming the band, so they didn't have time to record the whole thing.
Okay.
So they pretty much like started off like,
but that's what they were playing. They were playing them tunes.
Yeah. And then after we did a lot of like this kind of home sessions at our place.
Sure.
and the new videos and the Flash Food single that we released it when we came here the last year.
Yeah.
And then now Cotton Candy, the second tune of the band, as named the band.
Right.
Yeah, it's a trip.
Yeah, because how long in Brazil before they came here?
From the end of 2012 until mid 2014, like a year and a half.
A year and a half.
Yeah.
And then they decide, here, let's hear some music.
Yeah.
This is a cup of Joe, which is a an idiom meaning cup of coffee. Silly poem. Cup of Joe. Do you know Truck Stop Joe dropped his load in KCMO? Oh, oh, Truck Stop Joe longs for his boat in Sausalito. Truck Stop Joe twitches across America in the back of a truck. When he gets to California, he really wants to find a girl who wants to go. They just show him their bellies and read the tarot.
Watch for Pedro Show. We heard Tobacco, Mr. Tom, with Father, Sister, Berserker, Bit from Boris, and then Charlie Plymel doing Cup of Joe. Tell me about the scene that they came out of. What's it like in Sao Paulo?
Yeah, the scene in Sao Paulo, it's the biggest town. Yeah, it's the biggest scene in Brazil, and it's,
It's one of the biggest towns in the world, probably, if you count the people.
It is one of the top 10, like, in people, I guess, in the economy as well.
I heard they're rationing water.
Yeah,
They turn the tap off.
Yeah, they are very in a very serious
drought.
Yeah.
Like, we're in a drought here in Cali.
Yeah, but it's way worse than that because they were delayed on their response to the drought, you know.
Okay.
It's way different the way, like, California is dealing with it and the way, like, Sao Paulo is dealing with it.
You still got lawns. Why do you have lawns in Southern California? It's a desert. You don't grow.
Yeah.
Okay, a couple golf courses, but not everybody with lawns.
Yeah, but imagine the thing. Can you imagine how much water we have in Sao Paulo and in Brazil?
Oh, yeah.
And we're in
the Amazon.
How irresponsible it is, you know, in a perspective that no one on the government was doing something, you know, in the long term.
Because you guys have massive rainforest.
Yeah. Yeah, not only the rainforest, but all the
big ass rivers.
All the natural reserves we have, you know, all over the country. So it's mind blowing how irresponsible and how bad, how sucked they are. You know, to manage this issue, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, with the Olympics, there was some kind of trippy management.
Yeah, let's see what's going to happen in Olympics next year. Sao Paulo is this huge, huge, huge city, and it's.
So they got a lot of scenes.
Yeah.
Music scenes.
Yeah, they have some scenes over there, and but of course, outside Sao Paulo, it's kind of tough to play. It's kind of tough to have a tour, and even though we're like hitting the road and finding and digging some venues to play. After the 6 months of the band, we started this plan to come to US. LA,
okay.
To US, because we sensed that.
And you thought of Los Angeles?
Yeah, we thought that we might have an opportunity here, not only because they sing in English, but the market here is so more, it's way more professional and way more, people here embrace better,
more open,
more open to the alternative rock and not only this, but the different music, you know, like,
yeah, but what about
keen to,
for example, Ramones?
Mm-hmm.
I think their biggest audience was Brazil.
You're
saying like just one band,
yeah, because it's hard
not over a whole scene,
yeah, for a new band, for an independent band, for a band that played their own songs,
yeah,
it's very hard, you know, to start off a career or to start off like some history down there, you know, it's, you have to work a lot, and not that we didn't want to work, but it's pretty much like we sensed that there was an opportunity here to, you know, to develop us as not only as musicians but as professionals, you know, as people inside the scene. So and back there we already had like a team of friends, a very like professional team of friends working with us, like Breno was helping off with production, and Andreas was our engineer, and we have eventually Bia, our lovely lawyer, that became like my wife.
Yeah.
And is helping us. So we had this group of people helping not only the band but all the bands that we are playing together.
Yeah, see.
You know, to really empower us as professional, not only as a musician. So I guess that's what made us confident to come here and you know, play like as in a Californian band or something.
Okay. Because I heard about touring in the north is difficult. Yeah. And there's some distances.
Yeah, the distance kill. But but the Northern artist scene is very good.
Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah, they have some pretty good and talented acts over there.
Right, right. But it's hard to.
Yeah, it's hard to mix and match all the cities and all the dates. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But still, it's worth trying. It's worth doing. You know.
That's did you guys? Here, let's hear a little more music.
All right.
I want you to come to my door with your skirt raised and your pussy showing. I want to smell you as you enter the room. New ventricles.
father's tiny pink squealing mouse. I remember what you said. I took heed. Thank you.
that you're trapped. But she said, and I would, if you just come on and take the bait. But jump in a lake, she said, and I would, but you know it, I just come floating back. How'd you get in my bed? I thought it took away me. That really is.
For Pedro Show, we heard stuff I forgot to play last week. Urinals, Bring Me Joy, Spielgusher, Raised and Showing, Two Joys, Howie Reeve, Up Against the Wall, G.G. Allin, The Jabbers, Black Pitch from Deerhoof, Buddy Rich, Sopko, Laswell, Brigby, and finally Shut Your Trap, Urinals. They were the guests last week on the show. Urinals were a huge band for Minutemen. We're talking about scenes and stuff. Mm-hmm. These guys, what do you call it? Like inspiring inspiration. It was huge for our band. Off air, people, I was asking Jonathan about touring around the neighboring countries, but he said it's a haul to go get around to all the towns and countries. The geography down there is pretty wild.
Yeah,
and it ain't like the U.S. with freeways everywhere.
Yeah, no, it costs like way more than touring here in U.S. Unfortunately, Of course, there's a lot of friends in South America and a lot of very talented bands. And
when you were younger, and now, can you compare? Has things changed? Like more and more is happening down there.
Oh yeah, for sure. And I do believe the internet things helped a lot the bands to spread their music and to reach different audiences. And
but they're still in like a circuit.
Yeah, it's still not like here, you know. Yeah. It's not like you can manage to have like a gig a week or 2 gigs a week or 3 gigs a week. Down there, you have to struggle to have like a gig like a month.
Or if you put together a tour.
Yeah, to put together a tour. So, but it's getting better. It's getting better. Yeah, I believe in the.
Because my dream is always there's this thing called the Pan America Highway.
Yeah.
And I know it don't go through all the countries, but it goes through a bunch. And me and Dee Boone, our dream was always to do a tour on this road.
Yeah.
And do a real American tour, which means South, Central,
amazing.
And North.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and one day, I know it's going to happen. One day we'll all be able to play. On the whole, all three, whatever they call continents, subcontinents.
Yeah,
whatever.
This is awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And of course, it's not like the U.S. just bringing their thing. It's like no, there's scenes, and they all support each other.
Yeah,
because actually, that's what happened here too. You know, it wasn't like New York City ran the whole deal, or San Francisco, or even Los Angeles. They all the scenes had to come together to make it a touring circuit, and. I have hope that's what's going to happen down there, too. So you guys, you just said we can't wait for that to develop, so let's just go to the U.S. and try our luck there.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a way, that's balls out.
Yeah.
Right? Because do you know a lot of cats back home that did that?
Yeah. A lot of bands tried the same way, or at least something similar, but they usually ended up like doing for a week or two, or maybe a month, and we decided to camp for good, or at least as much time as we get from our working visa. So that's why we took like a year to come, you know, because half of the time was just a visa process to get the proper visa, you know, the
P1. Sure, sure.
As a musician, to be here like legally,
yeah,
and to be able to tour and to play around. So we are now, I guess, we're the only like Brazilian band with the working visa here, like doing a like working a proper tour. So
damn,
we
only
spend,
band.
Yeah, we spend like some good time and some hard work to make it like as much professional as we could, you know.
Sure.
To really like improve our career, and then of course come back, and then come here again, so and keep the flow going.
Yeah, as we say here, balls like church bells.
Yeah.
March 7, 2015 edition of Pedro Show. Hold time for hour two. March 7, 2015 is the second hour of the What from Pedro Show.
Now for me it's Sometimes I feel your light warm up my home.
Up my home.
When I get the chills and tears drop by, remember our friends.
He's high in blue.
Drop by.
Pretty. Dona Clarinha se esconde da imensa dor. Seu Benedito luta contra o amor.
Vê se assimila, é alma dono beat, Lupe no repeat, se tocar no city, Donny Hathaway, a Robert Plaster, quem não toca sampleia faz a mix e master, sem teclado, sem corda, sem sopro, sem palheta, sem madeira, com swing, tipo Tonho Croco, nação zumbi, é importante pra mim, assim como Coltrane, Jobim, Debussy, partido da ciência, essa é a referência, música, roda o mundo e chega na minha querência. Do Brasil, depois dos anos 2000, digo aos desocupados vão.
Talvez você nunca ouviu
falar
o que você não pode ver, o que tiver de acontecer.
Escute minha visão e crie o seu quadro. Deleite pra audição, agulha no disco, homofado. Itinera entre quem sai, Grimm, Dorival, Carrime, Beatbox, Nego Jimmy, Pambox, Anime. Eletro, endorfina, fly, atmosfera, lo-fi, 28 bits, pele, sanha. Lembra a origem, a batucada dos orixás, a essência de lavanda, a vinda de Aruanda. Harmonicamente, swing, flow e letra, sem treta, é sound system, vasconha na terça. Habilidade requerida de quem sonha alto, a voz do morro do Zequete avisando o asfalto. Analógico, antigo de MPC no grito, liga o Djalma, 16 bad skills. Madruga conduz igual malabares, Momo King, respeito os arquitetos e pilares da arte.
Talvez você nunca ouvi. Once it's been banned, I want it. It was dark, it was fit, now it's just 2 grand. She's sending me, and she said, I'm watching this man standing. I said, run, and no, oh, she left. In my head, wish me dead, and knew all that you did.
Mostraré flashea un gringo viajando tomando un buen vino entre pasos de tango y el rock argentino que nunca se va a callar.
Real toda esta raiva. qualquer coisa. Minha capa de nylon tá rasgada.
Second hour started off with, Jonathan's brought this music, okay? So we got In Between the Lines by Name the Band. You gotta tell us something about this shit. And really good, I like it.
Yeah.
Big time. Eight Angel Gar by Monique Mayon.
Yeah, Monique Mayon. It's pretty much, I don't know. Let's say it's when Amy Winehouse meets Billie Holiday. She's a very talented singer. Yeah, she's living in Venice.
Okay.
For a year and a half.
But our Venice? Or
Venice Beach. Yeah. Our Venice. And she's about to...
You know, Abbott Kenny built it to like look like this.
Yeah, I heard.
Canals.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
had to fill them in, though, because all these rats.
Yeah, I was at the canals. It's very beautiful.
That's
yeah.
Actually right around what's called Abbott Kenny Boulevard now. It used to be called Washington. There was like three Washingtons. It was so confusing.
Oh, yeah.
But Radio Tokyo was there. That's where we did Double Nickels on the Dime.
Awesome.
Yeah, Ethan James.
Yeah. So it's a great neighborhood, yeah. And she's living
in Venice
there
now?
And
she's doing the same thing you guys are?
And now she's preparing her new show. It's the smallest stage on earth. It's pretty much like a moving stage, a small stage that she's going to set up on Venice Boardwalk.
On the boardwalk.
And it's very interesting. And she's going to play like an electric ukulele. And,
ukulele,
and she's going to invite a lot of musicians. I hope you can do some of the days.
Wow!
And it's going to be a very interesting show. And she's, I'm working with her too.
It's kind of a freak show there on the Venice Boardwalk.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Do you got the streets like that in Sao Paulo?
Not that much.
It's kind of freaky. The boardwalk.
Yeah.
For a long time too.
Yeah.
The hippie days. It was a loose town. Yeah. Yeah. Like the Jim Morrison. Live there. He's painted on one of the buildings.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. By the beach. Samira Winter with Donna...
Oh, yeah.
Clarina?
Donna Clarinha, yeah. She asked me to play the song in Portuguese. It's pretty much like a dream pop and indie rock song, as you heard.
Okay.
And her band is called Winter, his surname, and her record is coming the next week through Lollipop Records. So, yeah, she's very talented. She's living here in L.A.
Expatriate.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, another.
Expat. And then Dorival by Amadam...
Pedro Dom.
With Tonho Croco.
Tonho Croco.
E Ocla.
Ocla, yeah.
Acronym, right? OCLA.
Yeah. Pedro Dom is a very talented young musician from the south of Brazil, my homie. And he has this amazing classical music background, but he's playing a lot of hip hop mixed with jazz and blues and rock.
And what's Tonho, like some guys he hooked up with?
Tonho Croco, it's an oldie. It's a guy from a band called Ultraman.
Okay.
It resembles a lot Red Hot Chili Peppers from the old times.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very interesting band, and they just came out of tour again, like after I don't know how many years, and he's great. Yeah, Tonho Croco is a legend down there.
And then The Living Strange with Kelis Blue.
Yeah, this millennial rock and roll band. They're from L.A.
What does millennial mean? Oh, these young
people. Yeah, this is like young people rock and roll.
I hear this word millennials.
Yeah.
That means young people.
Yeah.
Oh, like the 2000s.
Yeah, yeah. They're very young and talented.
Okay,
they're from
L.A.
They're one of the first band we hook up here. And they're great, yeah.
Okay, and then La Pachanga. With Francisco El Hombre, the man.
Yeah, they're from
Pachanga. Who's that guy in Carlito? Carlito's Way. Pacheco? Maybe it was Pachango. We also have there's an Indian tribe. They have a casino with his name.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of names like this, right?
Okay. Yeah, the song. But Francisco, Sao Paulo dude?
Yeah, they live in Campinas. They have...
Oh, it's a whole band.
Yeah.
One guy.
Yeah, they're half Mexican, half Brazilian, but they live like from a long time in Brazil. They recently did a small South American tour, and the first stop in Argentina, they got robbed.
Jesus.
Yeah, they robbed everything, like the car, the gears,
stole.
The food, the money,
stole,
everything. So,
Jesus.
And there's this...
The first gig?
No, it was on the first, like second and third or something
okay.
like this. So,
God damn.
Yeah, we made this campaign online, Save Francisco, to help him, help them to get them home. And they're already home, they're recording new stuff. This is a brand new song, they just released it.
Great.
And they're supposed to release a new EP like in the coming weeks. So, yeah, they're very talented. They're probably going to be here like I don't know if this year, but the next one, because, wow. Yeah.
Great.
They're very good.
Yeah, yeah, I love it.
Francisco Lombre.
And then Wilder.
Wander Virginer.
Yeah, how do you guys, how would you say
yeah, it? Wander Virginer.
Okay, kind of German, right?
Yeah.
And then Requiem para uma
cidade.
Cidade, for the city?
Yeah, yeah.
Some kind of Requiem for the city.
Yeah, yeah. Just folk punk rock guy. He's yeah. a punk rock legend in the south of Brazil. He's a homie too.
Oh, from where you're from?
Yeah, and he had this band.
Now, what's your name in your town, your hometown?
My hometown is Portão. It means big gate in English.
Right. Okay.
But it's very close to Porto Alegre, which is the capital of the sure. Rio Grande do Sul state.
Right.
Where Wander Virginer lives. And he used to.
And then you went to Sao Paulo as a young man, right?
Yeah, I lived in Sao Paulo for 13 years. My first day in Sao Paulo
yeah.
was September
11, 2001. That was a weird day.
Yeah.
I started a tour on that day.
Really?
I did, and the gig was canceled. It was in the city, wow. San Francisco. Finally, something you just gave me. Revolt.
SP.
Yeah, oh, you just say the letters?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, Revolt at ZSP.
Yeah.
I thought it was one word. I didn't know how to say yeah. it. Revolts. But
Revolt SP.
And part two, Preludio.
Yeah. Young.
Tell me about these guys.
Yeah, young punk rockers. They're, yeah. they're very talented. The drummer is only 14 years old.
Damn.
The best player is a girl, 16 yeah. years old.
16.
And
these are teenagers.
Yeah. And the guitar players are 18 and 19. I met them like three or four years ago. I heard their demo and I saw a street show or something, and then I
street show.
Yeah, I managed to.
Me in Sao Paulo, people playing on the street.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is
yeah.
that right?
Yeah, until the police.
Until the police come.
Yeah, took over the place.
So what you use like a generator?
Yeah, small generators, yeah. or we talk to some stores to get some AC from them.
Wow.
You know? Yeah, it's
yeah, small, here real rough. Thing. The police would come yeah. very quick.
Yeah.
Although. I remember here in Pedro, Raul did it down by the cliffs, but it was kind of a little more isolated, not like right on the street in the town. That balls out.
Yeah.
Let's hear some more music.
All right.
An arrangement of flame.
From Pedro Show, El May took it on the mouth, new album. Paris 49, brand new band with Ben out of North England. Take the Month Off. Ava Mendoza, she's got a brand new album. Quit Your Natural Ways. And finally from Korea, Ginseng Power by Gigi Band. Yeah, we're talking about, you know, playing on the street and shit and name the band. That's what they're doing here in the U.S. too. Maybe, is this the gig today that they're doing? Is that on the street?
Yeah.
It's on
the street. Yeah.
I wish there'd be more like stuff like that. It's kind of I don't know, kind of provocative.
Yeah, it is.
Put it right in people's face.
It's interesting.
I didn't know there was really a scene. You know, I mean, Venice Boardwalk, like you're talking about, but the promenade, and you said Hollywood.
Hollywood, yeah, Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh yeah, with the dudes dressed like Batman.
Yeah, it's amazing, you know, like to play and have the Batman dance in front of you. Wonder Woman.
Okay, at the end of the second hour, March 7th, Wonder Woman, 2015. Hold tight for hour 3. March 7th, 2015. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
El día 16 de marzo, cuando fue la toma de terreno a la 1 de la mañana, había una neblina espesa y esa fue la que lo favoreció mucho a nosotros. Porque nosotros íbamos a tomar los otros terrenos y eso estaba lleno de carabineros. Y después nosotros los fuimos a San Pablo. Ese día nosotros sufrimos mucho porque después llegaban camiones, llegaban toda la gente en carretela, en carritos de mano, toda la gente con su mochila, es decir, con sus cosas de comida. Entonces esa noche nosotros los fuimos hacia adentro, despasado del canal. Y ese fue el accidente que tuvo esta señora de la guagua, porque ella, la señora, me parece que estaba encinta, ¿me parece?
No.
Se había mejorado hace poco de guagua.
Ojalá que haya cansado a pescar todo lo oculto.
Ojalá que haya cansado a pescar todo lo oculto. Ojalá que haya cansado a pescar todo lo oculto.
Ya se inició la toma, compañero, calla la boca. Cuidado con los pasos que pueden dejar la escoba. Cuidado con los pasos que pueden dejar la escoba.
Soldados de la mañana dicen que vieron el dato, mejor no caiga en mis manos, el traidor es desgraciado. Mejor no caiga en mis manos, el traidor es desgraciado. Mejor no caiga en mis manos, el traidor es desgraciado.
Ya se inició la toma, compañero, calla la boca. Cuidado con los pasos que pueden dejar la escoba. Cuidado con los pasos que pueden dejar la escoba.
Apúrate,
la verga, ya falta poco. Cuidado con esas ollas, niña.
¿Está durmiendo la Herminda?
Porque el destino nos da la vida como castigo, pero nadie me acobarda si el futuro está conmigo. Pero nadie me acobarda si el futuro está conmigo. Pero nadie me acobarda si el futuro está conmigo. Ya se inició la toma, compañero, calla la boca. Cuidado con los pacos que pueden dejar la escoba. Cuidado con los pacos que pueden dejar la escoba.
Una casa. Cállate,
We'll be right back.
Watt from Pedro show. Start off the third hour with Mismatch, named the band. La Toma, 16 Marzo, 1967, from Victor Jara. I think he was a Chile guy. You know about him? These cats turned me on to him in Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
They were fronting their Chile guys and moved over there, and it was during the rough times. And I think he got disappeared. No. In fact, they know how many bullets are in him, like 23 or something. You know about this guy?
No.
They took him to a soccer stadium. A lot of people this happened. It was after Allende.
Uh huh. Yeah, in Chile.
Yeah, it's a bad scene.
Yeah.
Okay, Las Memorias del Oviedo by Familia Miranda. These are the cats. These were the in Barcelona. We talked at their pad.
Awesome.
They have these cultural, what would we call those? In England or something, they call them squats. Like the unused buildings. And they start living in them.
Oh, okay.
And they do art. Is there a scene like that in Sao Paulo?
Yeah, yes, there is. There is some kind of occupations in Sao Paulo that happened in the last year, I guess. And of course, they are trying to occupy, especially public buildings that are not occupied for a long time. I don't know, there's this building that it's not been used for the last 20 years. But still, the mayor, the governor, the police, they are trying to, you know, get people out of the buildings, or they're trying to negotiate a pacific way to.
Yeah, in Europe, it seems like, because I saw this when I first started touring over there in the early 80s. They'd make a deal. You keep the junkies out, and we'll give you power and water.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good deal. That's what we need in Sao Paulo.
That never happened here, though.
Yeah, but we're far to get...
San Francisco,
Paulo,
there was these vats. I remember they tried something like that, but it don't wash here. But I seen it, and in fact, I played places down in Europe that started off as these pads and then became very respectable, happening pads.
Yeah.
Cultural centers, clubs.
Yeah.
But... I was really amazed by this stuff in Barcelona. You know, Spain, a very hard time. Catalonia, with maybe Catalonia a little better, with unemployment.
Yeah.
I mean, you got more than half the young people with no jobs.
Yeah.
And it's tough. But the resilience with the artistic feeling, I was really impressed.
Yeah.
Yeah, really was. So, Familia Miranda, good cats. Za, with Grasa La Verda, and... Pantano de Ador, Betonizer, there's some Spain bands that sent me some music. And then finally, Fire Brothers, Devin, Gary, Ross, Gary Panner, used to do Jimbo. I don't know if you know this comic from the old punk days. And then he got brought on board from the Pee Wee Herman show.
Yeah.
He's a brother, I think he's teaching now, but he's a good cat. So only a year ago, wow. So, like, when our scene was happening in the late 70s, it was still the military, right?
Yeah.
So things just came slower to Brazil, but kind of, you know, people are people.
Yeah.
So, the only difference is, location and economies and stuff like that. But, if I asked you, what was the first Brazilian punk band?
That I ever heard?
Yeah. Well, how would you answer? Is that a stupid question?
Yeah, it's amazing, but one of the...
Like, I could say Ramones, right?
Yeah, I would say Replicantes. It's the Vander Wildner guy that you play. He was the...
So, not South, was the,
yeah,
South.
Yeah, in South Brazil. It's the South scene, because back in my youngster's days, it was very, very tough to get a CD. Very tough. So we used to have mixtapes for real,
cassettes.
Like cassettes. So
trade them.
We call the radios, ask. I don't know, like 1,000 times the same song until we can record it, and then we are multiplying the cassettes and then trading and exchanging with friends. So it's pretty much like recording songs on tapes and then exchanging with friends, and that's how I guess we all got through the scene and the
made a scene.
Yeah, in the end of 90s mainly, you know. And Replicantes was the first punk rock band I guess I ever seen live, and I heard like a song, and it's
but they still play
a lot. once in a while, there's not like just not the same formation anymore. You know, they all go through to different ways. But they're kind
sometimes
of a legend.
They do a reunion.
Yeah. Okay. They're kind of a legend down there.
Hippocantes. You gotta hit me to some of their
music.
Yeah,
I will. And also like Frankie Jorge and all this kind of.
He goes way back.
Yeah, all these guys that used to play like in the late 90s. They have this amazing like. Very rich sound, and it's still a very strong scene in Brazil, the south of Brazil scene.
Okay.
But there's a lot of good scenes, like in Goiânia in the northeast, or
that's what I heard.
And
there's some wild ass stuff in the northeast.
Yeah.
Here, let's hear some more tunes.
Okay.
Pedro Show, last of the music for this edition. King Champion Sounds here on a, going to start a tour soon. Ghetto of Eden. Mary Silago, going to have an interview with a bass man next week. Captain Neil, Smoke Season. He got a brand new album. And from Genoa, Italy, Cartavedero with Three Kids in the Woods, and finally Lady Grace. Name the band. What's Lady Grace?
Lady Grace, it's an interesting story, because by the time we arrived here, we got a van. Like, I don't know if you remember, I asked you some like some advice on
what
van we should like get here in California to tour. And we got this van, and we are calling the van like Lady Van.
It's the name of the boat.
Yeah.
Okay. I just call mine the boat, but it is like a person. I mean, it's the center of your touring universe, and I just put new shocks on her.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, 10 years I've had this baby.
Cool.
And, yeah, there's something about the boat, man. The boat carries your guys, you know,
yeah,
keeps you safe,
or you
gets you to the next gig.
Yeah. Sleep on it.
The whole deal. I know. It's the center of the universe when you're on tour.
Yeah.
So that's Lady Grace is their boat.
So,
okay.
Yeah, it's our
lady. What would you end up, what they get, what kind?
It's a Chevy.
Chevy?
Yeah. I don't remember.
Like a 20 or 40?
Yeah, something like that. Okay. Yeah, but it's huge.
I remember one time Minuteman Black Flag toured together, and Billy's pop had a Chevy 20, and we blew it up. One tour. All 10 of us were in that thing, and was pulling a trailer, and it just could not hang. Could not hang. And after the tour, it was... Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Rest in pieces.
Yeah, our lovely. And it's funny.
You know, the Econo line stopped. July 14th was the last one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, was that 7 months ago? 8 months ago? Yeah, no more. They've gone to this new thing called the Transit, what they've been doing in Europe. It kind of looks like the Mercedes Sprinter type. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So now the old vans are kind of
51
vintage.
Years.
Vintage.
51 years, yeah. I think the Econo line started, 54 years. It started in 61.
Oh, okay.
First one. Basically, it was a Falcon, and they just put a different body. They were copying the Volkswagen minibuses.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was an original idea.
Yeah, and, I mean, there's a cassette player. The radio doesn't work very well.
Cassette player.
The cassette player works a lot.
In the old days, that's what we used.
You know, like a cassette player? Come on.
Yeah, but for tour in the old days, because radio, especially United States.
Yeah. And now we have like this bunch of cassettes inside of it.
Dude, I got about 2,000.
Yeah, I don't know. We're buying like a lot of cassettes, and we are going to release a cassette.
But dudes are, I was going to say, dudes are putting out cassettes.
Yeah, we're going to release our own to Wiener, so it's amazing. We're going to be able to hear our own song through a cassette in our van, you know?
Oh, man, what a trip. Yeah, because you're not from the days of just vinyl.
Yeah, no.
Like you said, it was hard to get a CD.
Yeah, it was very hard.
Yeah, but you didn't say a record. That shows your age.
Yeah.
Yeah, because in the old days, you would have said, yeah, it was hard to get a record out. No, it's hard to get a CD. Now CDs are old, right?
Yeah. These are vintage.
Yeah, vintage. If somebody, I asked everybody this on this show. Somebody wanted to ask you for advice in this racket, this music thing. What would you give them?
Go do it. Do it by yourself. You know.
Yeah.
Never give up. It's. I heard it like a long time ago, and it's pretty much my mantra. For I don't know 15
don't quit
15 years like
keep pushing,
go do it, don't wait for someone else
don't
to
wait.
Do it for you, you know, like go do it by yourself, you know, get it done.
Yeah.
Hashtag get it done, millennials.
Jonathan, thanks so much for being
thanks
on the
so
show.
Thanks so much, it's an honor.
Beautiful,
thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. And you keep and on
love,
pushing
love Pedro.
Okay. Pedro. It's March 7, 2015 edition of the Wild for Pedro show. Keep your powder dry.
Yeah.